So if there are some things which we just don't do because we don't feel like doing it. Our emotions come in the way of our practice. Yeah. There are two aspects to it. One is that we can't wish away our emotions. If I'm feeling like something, I am feeling like it. I can't just say, I may say I don't want to feel like it, but I am feeling it right now. So I can't wish away my feeling. But at the same time, I don't have to be whisked away by my feeling. I don't have to just get carried away by that feeling. You have to acknowledge this, I don't feel like doing this. But then we are creatures of emotion, but we're not just creatures of emotion. We also have our intelligence. And that intelligence needs to be reminded about the importance of what we are doing. So the intelligence needs to be reminded means that the intelligence has to select. In the Ramayana, there is a very nice incident. It's a long incident, but basically Lakshman is known to be somewhat short-tempered. And Lakshman at one time gets very angry with Bharat, who is their one of the younger brothers. So then eventually he thinks that Bharat has come with a malicious intention to harm Ram. But when he finds out that Bharat has actually come with a very noble intention to offer the kingdom to Ram, he feels a great remorse at his outburst in anger. And then he tells Ram, after Bharat has gone back, you know, why do I get angry so quickly? And then Ram, an elder brother kind of man, just pats his back and he says, you are sentimental. So then Lakshman asks, are sentiments bad? He says, no, sentiments are not bad. Sentiments, emotions, they are the ornaments of life. But Ram says, we need to choose those emotions that lift us up and avoid those emotions that drag us down. We can't be unemotional entirely, but we do have the intelligence to choose our emotions. So I may have anger, I may feel angry towards someone. I can't wish away that anger, but I can think, okay, if I become angry with this devotee, then there is some other senior devotee whom I like. That devotee will not be pleased. So there's another incident which illustrates this principle, that Bharat has another brother, Shatrughna, and there is a maid, Manthara, who has actually created all this trouble. She has caused Ram to be exiled. So Shatrughna gets very angry and he is furious with this maid. And as he's angrily venting out his anger at her, Bharat comes and stops her and says that, you know, I also feel like doing this. But if we become angry with her, Ram will not be pleased. So, how many of you know the basic story of Ramayana? Okay, most of you know, so I hope it's not very Latin and Greek for what you are saying. So, the point here is, if you look at the situation, Shatrughna and Bharat are angry with the maid who has caused Ram to go away. Their anger towards her is natural. That is one emotion they are feeling, but they also have another emotion, I want to please Ram. I don't want to displease him. So they focus on the emotion of pleasing Ram and not on the emotion of venting the anger. So if we select our emotions properly, then we can, okay, I don't feel like going to the temple, but let me think, in the temple, is there something that I like? As some of you said, I like the community, I like the kirtans, I like the, find out something which I like in the temple and think of that and try to develop some emotion. So one challenge that comes for us is that you just feel, you know, okay, temple is always there. I can go anytime. I can go in the future also. So there's a story which I'll, there was a bird who was living in a desert. The area where it was living was a deserted. And that bird was not able to get any food anywhere. So finally he saw a hawker. And this hawker, He said, you know, I will give you worms to eat. I'll give you delicious worms to eat, provided you give me two feathers. Now this bird thought, you know, I have so many feathers. Two feathers, what is the big deal? He said, okay, just give me the worms. Now he could have flied a little bit and searched and found the worms, but he said, this is easily available. So he took the worms and he looked at his feathers and pulled out with his beak two of his smallest feathers and gave it. And the next day again he was searching for food and he saw this seller again and he says, now give me two feathers and I'll give you worms. And every day this bird thought, okay, you know, just two feathers, what's the problem? And every day he was coming, getting the worms and giving the feathers. And finally one day he took the worms, he ate it, he gave the feathers and he started to fly. He couldn't fly. He tried to fly, he couldn't fly. He became panicky. He realized that he had no feathers left. And he became powerless. He said, give my feathers back to me. So the one said, I will not give the feathers back. Even if I give you, you can't fix them now. So for us, it's something similar. You know, the feathers, in our case, refer to our time in life. When we are practicing Krishna Bhakti, we say, you know, okay, you know, I'll do this. Just take some time. Tomorrow I'll go to the temple. Tomorrow I'll do Krishna Bhakti. But what we are doing? We are giving two feathers. These two feathers is that time we are giving to Krishna. Instead of giving to Krishna, to other things. And the time that we have is finite. Right now in youth, it may appear as if I have so much time. But even if we have a lot of time, still it's finite. So, as we are giving the feathers daily, 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 what is going to happen? One day the feathers are going to get over. We're just not able to fly. And even if we want to go towards Krishna, we have no time left. Our life is over. So we have to use our intelligence first to find something which attracts us towards Krishna so that we have an emotion that uplifts us. And the emotion that pulls us down, keeps us down, we use our intelligence to resist that. So we can't wish away our emotions, but we can process our emotions using our intelligence. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions?